I think he had it right. If it looked like it was off, anyway. Naturally, because you did it right. Anyway. Okay. All right. Sunday morning, 9/11/22. You know, today would be a good day for the reset to happen. I'll tell you why. It's because 9/11/2021, Greenspan was supposed to announce at 11 o'clock, Nocera. And we know what happened. They stole. While we were distracted with the Twin Towers blowing up, they were stealing the gold out of Building 7, 17 trillion. I think it's 17 trillion. 17? Yeah, this would be a good day. Anyway. All right, today I want to talk to you. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. It's going to be partly a word from the Lord and partly teaching. Satan's PSYOP, and that's PSYOP, PSYOP, that's how you spell it. What is a PSYOP? It's a psychological operation. Psychological operations are overt and covert operations, both tactical and strategic, intended to influence emotions, motives, and objective reasoning, and ultimately the behavior of governments, organizations, groups, and individuals. All right, the word was given to me early Tuesday morning. This is before I had my television shoot. This word began to come, so I just wrote it down. So I'm going to read to you here a little bit. What you see is not reality. You have been living under Satan's PSYOP since your birth. A world where false evidence appears real. The whole world has come under this spell. There have been a few that have been able to rise above it. When Satan and his operators are thrown into the pit, the PSYOP will end and reality will set in. There will be nothing that harms or hurts in all my holy mountain. My original creation in the garden will manifest. It never went anywhere. It never went anywhere. We think Satan did this and this changed, this changed, this changed. No, it didn't. What you see, these principalities and powers in the heavenly realms, they've just stunk up the place. God's original, everything is here. And when that stink is gone, that cloud of putrescence is out of here, we're going to see God's beautiful creation. Things are going to be like it was when He created it, before it was polluted. Just get a picture of that. The devil really hasn't done anything, but he's put a big old fat smoke screen in front of everybody to believe lies. It's a PSYOP. That's what a PSYOP is. Even before this event happens, that's what happened in 9/11. We saw a PSYOP. We saw a projected image hit those buildings. There's people that have filmed it, and there's nothing in the picture. No planes. Just an explosion. Well, they did set demolition charges inside to bring the towers down. We've got the Khazari Mafia to thank for this. It's not no Arabs. No Saudis. Even before this event happens, I have given you the ability to rise above it. You can live above and not below if you choose to. A question, how? Question mark. Can call those things that be not as though they were. Call for what is real over what is false. False evidence appearing real. You're calling for what I said in my word, and it is real, even though it may not sound like it, look like it, or feel like it. It is at the moment. This is how Satan's PSYOPs works, or his PSYOP works. He has his big projector screen, and he projects in your mind and in your body things that do not feel good, trying to convince you that what he says is real. It is not. He says, hath God said? He is still taunting with that same old question. If that is so, then why don't you feel it, see it, or hear it? making you question God, making you reason contrary to the truth. Refusing to hear that and sticking with my word is walking by faith. I did not call you to walk by pain to pain to pain. I did not call you to walk by lack to lack to lack. I called you to walk by faith, and that is glory to glory to glory. It's not easy to do, for I walked it out before you. Satan's psyop is just a game to confuse your minds to what is real. It's not, well, Satan is real. God's kingdom's coming and he's going to replace all of the devil's stuff. No, God's stuff's already here. Always has been. He does not want you to enjoy your life. I want, regardless of the circumstances, for you to rejoice and enjoy your life, not forced, but real. You're really glad. You're really happy. It's not, well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Not forced, from genuineness in the heart. It is a discipline. It takes strong discipline to not fall into the spell of Satan's psyop. You don't have to look to the future to have your best life. Your best life is now. Very few have come as far as you have. This is where Paul walked. He didn't get it at first. Just as you have had a struggle in understanding of this, Paul came to the place that he could not just shake that, to the place that he could just shake it off and suffer no harm. This is the direction you are headed in also. You will finally understand this and shake it off and enjoy your life. You could not have learned it any other way. How could you come to the shaking off stage if you did not have to be in the situation in the first place? See, Christians are so silly. They just think God's just going to drop everything on them. No. Because you know what? Your mental psyche, because of the psyop, is not ready to receive it. You have to be prepared. You have to walk these things out and learn it to be able to receive it. Paul had to. Peter said to think it not strange when you fell into temptations, a temptation to let your mind have the say. You're tempted to know to choose the right way. If you weren't tempted, would you? The temptation didn't come. God doesn't tempt any man, he says. Satan's con game on the whole world. This is the reason I came. I overcame the world and gave you that same overcoming ability. Would you walk like you feel great, because that is the reality of the situation? Walk like you're supplied, for that is the reality of the situation. Walk like every situation that you face is just the opposite, because it really is. Heaven and earth did not go away. It is still here. Satan has done his best, the prince of the power of the air, to cover it with his darkness so that no light breaks through. You're learning how to break holes in this darkness and bring down strongholds. And also praise dispels the enemy. What's that scripture? Say that scripture. About Psalms 8. Let me just go. No. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. He's the illegal. Don't ever think for a minute that he is not the illegal here. He does not own anything. He will never own anything. He's going to the pit in whatever decrepit form he's in. He's not taking anything with him. When this happens, the light comes shining through. Yes, light, and my light shatters the darkness. What you're experiencing is the backlash from breaking these demonic strongholds. For you see, they have been there for a long time, and they will not leave easily. They will put up a fight. Well, fight the good fight of faith and stand your ground. Ephesians 6, putting on the whole armor of God. And it says you've done all to stand. Just keep standing, because you know what? The longer you stand, even Danny had a word, it's a stand that outlasts the devil. Isn't that what it's saying? I am not in the wind or in the earthquake. It is all Satan's show, his psyop. He is big and boisterous, but you will find me in the stillness and peace that is within you. This is what you look to. Don't pay attention to the big bang. Listen to my still small voice. Peace always makes the call. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of God. Peace stills the storm. You have entered the storm, but I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Greater am I that is in you than he that's in the world. By practicing this, it will become so real to you that you will instantly see through the smoke screen of the enemy. He will not be able to put anything over on you. Satan uses storms to cause alarm. Pay him no mind, and he cannot rule over you. When you hear them fearmonger about all the storms that are coming, you can arise in confidence and say to that mountain, "Oh no, not here. Peace be still. We are preparing for plenty here, not food shortages, power outages, can't get to our money," and on the list goes. Are these not the storms in your life? This is what I did to the storms of life when I walked the earth, and I have given that power and ability to you. Time to walk on the top of the storm, not sinking in the waves, not me pulling you out, but you walking on top and staying on top and speaking peace, be still, to all the storms that come your way. All right, this is me. CGI, computer generated energy. The world has been brainwashed by using this psyop, this stupid fake alien invasion, blue beam. Yeah. The propaganda machine. In the 90s, sometime, I walked into a department store and I was buying undergarments. This is when the pink ribbon campaign just began. As I'm standing there, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Satan's propaganda." From that day to this, the Holy Spirit has been leading me to break people free from the strong or from Satan's propaganda. This is our mission statement. Set my people free from the strongholds of their minds. They're under Satan's psyop. One time in the grocery store, HEB, a lady that went to a faith church out here that we went to church with her, she'd probably been going out there 30, 40 years, I'm telling you. And she was fussing because they was going to make her buy one of those breast cancer shirts. And I just said kind of this to her about it's just Satan's propaganda. She looked at me like I slapped her with a wet dish rag. She didn't no more get it. And she's a person of faith. She's a person that's been sitting under faith teaching for all those many years. I'm going, do y'all people just come to church and just sit and then never do anything with it? I think probably that's what they do. Well, I got my fix in, so now I can go live my life the way I want all week, and then, you know, I'll be back Sunday. That's not the way it is. This is a day by day, minute by minute, second by second. You walk it, you talk it, you think it, you sleep it. Why didn't the Israelites have such a hard time going to the Promised Land? Why did they? Why did they have such a hard time? What were they always wanting to go back to? They were brainwashed by Satan's propaganda. Satan was running his psyop then. Now it's just all over the world. There it was in Egypt. In the days ahead, we're going to see the same thing start to happen all around us as Satan's psyop is exposed. Now on the other side of that, there are good psyops. Like Q. What is Q trying to do? Inspire us to do or go do our own research, delivering questions that cause you to begin to think for yourself and to help you come out from under Satan's psyop and to wake you up. That's what Q is all about. I want to read you something. I thought I had it. Maybe it's... What did I do with that? There it is. Hold on. It's perfect. This is forwarded from Phil Godlewski, but this is from Ultra Peppy Lives Matters. Just to clarify for some people, Q is a psyop. But Q is a white hat PSYOP that was designed to spark the population into thinking for themselves and combating the mainstream narrative. Q's main mission was already accomplished. There is now an army of people who dig on the elite and expose corruption like never before. All warfare is based on deception, according to Sun Tzu, meaning that many of your favorite white hats are not always going to come out and say everything that they actually think because they are currently engaged in the war. They are not stupid, and neither are you. You just saw Trump play the song, I Am Q, and where we go one, we go all behind his speech. He has given us enough to keep us encouraged, but he's still in the battle. One day, perhaps, we will see total public vindication. Anons are right about Q and about so much. But until that day comes, don't let the PSYOP shake you too much. Focus on what God is telling you and your God-given instincts. The fog of war may be thick, but we are getting enough breadcrumbs to keep us going. There is no way back, only forward. The world is waking up, and a PSYOP is playing a major role. All right, I want to read to you Isaiah 2. This is what's reality. I want you to focus on what is reality today, not on Satan's PSYOP. People go around saying, well, this is the reality I'm living in. Well, it's what you believe. It's what you think. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think you're this, then you are. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain, the Lord's house, shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east, and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. Their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself, therefore forgive them not. Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed to get down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is poor, proud and lofty, and every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. Upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the pleasant pictures, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idol he shall utterly abolish. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks, into the caves of the earth, for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and to the tops of the ragged rocks, for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? So this is the day that we're living in. I believe we're in the Battle of Armageddon. There's been no time like this on earth, not when the whole world is involved. All right. Here's a good one that the Lord gave me to counter Satan's psyop. All right. Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Focus on the words took and stricken. Now, I don't have a word in the Strong's for took, but we know what that means. But the word stricken here means violently to strike. So Jesus bore all sickness for all time. So what are we dealing with today? Satan's counter-narrative, his psyop, his mind games. Let that sink in. He took them. It isn't real. He took the real deal. He took it on his body. He was beaten. I remember, I believe it was Keith Moore, said he saw a vision of Jesus bending over and the Father whipping him. He was the sacrifice. He took the beating for us. I think that's what it was. I might have misquoted, but I think that's what he saw. But he was being whipped, the cat of nine tails. That was the stripes on his back. But the Father allowed it to be so. That's why he came. So he took, and he was stricken. So you don't have to be taken from, and you don't have to be stricken. So Jesus bore all sickness for all time. So what are we dealing with? Satan's counter-narrative, his psyop, his mind games. Let that sink in. He took them. He was violently punished, beaten for us, so that we will never be beaten or punished. All right, go to 2 Corinthians 10. All week I kept hearing, himself took. That's all I would hear. Himself took. He took it. Whatever you're dealing with, he took it. You don't have it. All right. So what's the problem? For though we walk in the flesh, verse 3, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, what is that? Casting down imaginations. This is Satan's psyop. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You're believing God took. Jesus took. Satan brings something that counters that. You stay on this. He took. You cast that down. He took. No, that's a lie. He took. Yeah. Counter anything that tries to pull you over into fleshly ways to handle your situations. This is what all this training has been about. You're learning, this is the Lord again bringing this. You are learning to overcome the world. Or the Lord's speaking to me this and I'm writing it down. I believe this is a lot of the reason it is taking so long. We have not fully understood this. We cannot be double-minded. We cannot have it both ways. We're either for him or against him, right? See, when you go your old way, you return to the vomit, and you do the things that you've normally done all your life to take care of things that have plagued you or been problematic in your life. And God has said, but I say this. When you do that, see, the double-minded man, let's read that, James. It doesn't cure anything. It doesn't help anything. At best, it's a temporary fix. James 1:2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. For a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What does it do? It compromises you. It blocks God's will for you. It delays the process. I'm thoroughly convinced of that. This word of prophecy that came forth in 1994, just like Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, set my people free from the strongholds of their minds, this is directly targeting Satan's psyop and giving God's people God's psyop. When they went into Egypt, they were not in bondage. Joseph was second in command over all Egypt. Satan eased his way in. The decline happened over many years, just like in our nation. All right, this is Exodus 1:8. Now there arose a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. In other words, kill them off. Huh, sound familiar? Satan didn't have anything new. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel, and the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and all manner service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah and the name of the other Puah. And he said, When you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, Why have you done this thing? And have saved the men children alive. And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come into them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. See, abortion was going on even in that day. This was the one, you know, that they've just implemented the last few years, where you can decide up to 30 days if you want to keep your baby, or 28 days. And if you decide you don't want it, then you can just go ahead and kill it. Does that sound like this, kind of? Does that sound like the day that we're in? The hardness, the rigor, the burden, especially right now with inflation, gas prices, and all the things they're putting on people. Let me drop you another bombshell. When Charlie Ward said this, I thought, what? I set up? And then he qualified. With the changeover in the money, anything we have in the banks will be no more. It's gone. It'll be no more. But everything we had in the bank has been mirrored to an account. And it's all go back. So people that don't know that, you talk about, they are going to lose their new, you know what. Think about that. They don't know what's going on, and they go to their bank and they don't, well, we see you have nothing in your account. They talk about suicide weekend. I'm going, this'd be like the stock market in the 20s when people jumped out of buildings to their death. You talk about Satan's psyop. It's not going to be transferred to another account. It is gone. The fiat money's dead. It would be just about, we probably just ought to get us a log and just roll it up on there and use it as toilet paper, because that's where about the value is going to be. Or heat your house. Put in your fireplace and burn it. I'm talking about the transfer. And he ought to know, since he's the head of it. They've got it all under control. God's team has it all under control. We just need to believe what God has said to us. And I said, Lord, last night I dreamed a dream, and I said, Lord, he didn't speak to me about it, so I can just assume it was just Satan's psyop. I kept hearing the word federalities, or how do you ever call that? Federalities, whatever they call their, yeah. And them storming our border and flooding our state. So when I got up, I just reinforced our borders. Bound the devil and put the angels at the gates. I don't really believe it was, you know, thus saith the Lord. I just really believe it was more what I'm bringing to you today. It's all Satan's mind game, that he's so big, bad, and ugly, and he's going to do all these horrible things. Well, we know better. All God said does is prepare for plenty. The best is yet to come, and we need to stick with that narrative. If he tells you to do something, do something. All right. Just as God delivered them then, he is also delivering now. A brave new world awaits us. We will look back one day and talk about this, and we will realize how God was with us every step of the way. I want you to mark this day, in this moment, 9/11/2022. We will look back and we will say, God was so with us. We didn't have anything to be afraid of. God provided. What happened in the land of Goshen when all that stuff come tumbling in? Well, the lights went out. They had their 3 days of darkness. What happened in Goshen? They asked business as usual. And you have to understand, it's called the scare event because they are so intent on saving as many people as possible and snatching them out of the fire, if you will. They need to be awake. If they're not awake, they're just as bad as the enemy. They really are. They can be. They can get in the way. And I also, my prayer has been, Lord, just help people to stay home. Just get out of the military's way and let them do their job. Don't interfere. They're calling for false flags. It just happens to be they named 17 cities. But the decode of that, it came out Philadelphia. I heard that. Philadelphia. So anyway, we just need to stay out of the military's way. We need to be prudent. We need to listen to what the Lord's instructions are. Don't just run out and get about if you don't need to be. If you need to go somewhere, then cover it in prayer. But don't be silly. All right, I want to talk to you about the shake phase. 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 12. Paul says this. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You know, there's not anybody that doesn't have opposition come against them. That's just, as long as the devil's here, that is the way we're going to have to deal with things. Whether it be Paul's place or any place that you're placed in, there will be opposition. All right, that, let's read this now. It's from this to this. This is Acts 28. This is the shake phase. Verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. So, we're going from this, God, get this off of me, to shake. For real? What's the change? Mentality. Right? The only difference is the mentality. Well, yeah. We all have to use the grace. No matter if you're an apostle on down to if you're just doing the nursery, whatever. A minister of helps. You have to learn to use the grace in where you're walking. Every one of us does. But what happens? Practice makes perfect, right? You finally get to where, I finally get it, Lord. Why have I been putting up with this? This smoke screen, this psyop that's not even real. What a day to talk about this on 9/11. People all over the world think planes hit that building, those buildings. And it was nothing but a cartoon. That's all, folks. Dumb, stupid sheeple. You believed it all. We pulled it off, didn't we? Not. I'm serious. This is what they did. The talk about the dancing Jews, I didn't watch it, but I knew what they were talking about. I think they set the explosives in the towers. Mm-hmm. You talk about the devil's bunch. And these are not the real Jews. These are the Khazarian mafia, the bloodlines that have this evil Georgia Guidestone agenda to kill you, just like Pharaoh. Help us, Lord. All right, Galatians 4. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are two covenants. See, double-mindedness, it's two covenants. The one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Hagar. This is just the flesh. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and answers to Jerusalem, which now is and in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than they which hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman hath shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. So stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And these are in the mind. How was Ishmael ever born? Brain freeze? Satan's psyop? Well, your wife is old and she can't have any children. It could be, Sarah, it could be this is the way the Lord's going to do it. I'll let you take my Egyptian handmaid. The well-placed plans of mice and men. Yeah. See, that's what happens when we cave in our minds. And we don't stand our ground. All right. Just want y'all to understand this. This is double-mindedness. For sure and for certain. What does single-mindedness do? Well, it says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, for greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. That's what it says. It says also it runs toward the giant, goes into the lion's den, leaves for a baby at 90 and 99 years old, builds an ark even if no one else is, walks into the fiery furnace. They believe God no matter how they feel or what they see or don't see. They act like all is well. Just like the little lady. She wasn't going to tell nobody. She didn't even tell her husband what she was doing to go to the prophet. And he kept asking her, what's going on? All is well. Key here, we have to act like we believe it is already done. There's a personal thing that the Lord healed me of in 2009. The Lord said, daughter, you've been healed from that moment. The moment you believed, really you were healed beyond that, but you embraced it then. It's nothing's changed, except you run from the giant. It's just that simple. We think it's some big, bad thing. God, we need all this wisdom and knowledge and spending all these hours. And the Lord just says, you already are. It all has to do with your mindset. Well, I must have done something wrong. See, that's the psyop. You did something wrong. Or, I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have done that, or always second guessing, always thinking. Do you know all that's in the past? All of it's covered under the blood. All of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. Like I told you, the Lord very seldom ever corrects me and rails on me. Never, ever. He just doesn't do it. He's more like making a suggestion. Or asking me a question, kind of like Q. That's why I believe the Q psyop came out of the mind of God. Because, it's like Kim Clement said. So, you aren't willing to do that? Oh, yes, Lord, I'm willing to do that. No, you don't have to question me anymore. Enough said. God has a way of saying things to you, like a father to a child. He never berates you, makes you feel bad about yourself, make you feel like a failure. Second guess yourself. That's what the devil does. And he's good at it. All right. Are you acting like it is already done? Would someone be able to look at you and never detect that there might even be a problem? See, when we get here, we will walk like that regardless. That's what Paul did. He went from, God, please get this off of me, to shaking the snake off. And the guy had just been in a hurricane for 2 weeks that hardly had anything to eat. He didn't know if he was going to make it to Rome. And an angel stood beside him and said, don't fear, Paul. You're to appear before Caesar. And I'm going to give you all those that are with you. He didn't know if he's going to make it or not. Talk about stressful. It wasn't some big cruise ship either. They were drenched like rats, hungry, tired, wore out. I mean, pushed to the limit. And then he has to jump out and swim to shore, and he's cold, and he's just wore out. He probably just barely can stumble to the fire and puts his hands out there. And a snake comes out and fastens on his hand. Get a picture of this. We seem to glorify the Bible, and you know, no, they were real people. They went through real things like we do. When we get to the right place, when we're fully persuaded, that's the shake stage. All right, Romans 4. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, and for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform it. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Did Abraham stumble? Yes, for about 25 years. He had a hard time, him and Sarah both. Till finally one day, guess what? Shake stage came. A 90-year-old woman conceived from a 99-year-old man. This is what persuaded means. To carry out fully in evidence. Complete assurance or convince. Entirely accomplish. When you get to this place, the shake moment, then you will not be under Satan's sop in that situation anymore. See, it's like there's a stronghold there that is slowly chipping away. Hearing the word and standing and going through what we go through, experiencing what we're experiencing. We're getting better and better and better till one day that thing is gone and you see it the right way and you will walk on.